Okay, Rabosai. We were just discussing the sugyas of how you initiate a Kohen Gadol. And we left off with the fascinating discussion of why in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph they didn't just suggest that at the last minute when the understudy has to step off, you initiate him with Shemen HaMishcha. The Tosus Yishanim said, it must be talking about after Yoshio HaMelech. Assuming that Midaraisa, theoretically, in the good old days, of course they would use Shemen HaMishcha for the understudy who stepped up on Yom Kippur, while the Ramban Al HaTorah said, and the Ramah Mitano said differently, and we pointed out there the Ramah Mitano's Raya from Horios and the parallel Gemara in Nazir, where we have a Ruba Begadim and a Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha at the same place in the same time. So he says, no. It's the Ikaron. Fundamentally, you don't anoint the understudy who steps up. You only initiate him with Rivoy Begadim. And we asked, why is that? And we had two opinions. One opinion is, so here we have, let's say, let's call him the Memalei Makom. The Memalei Makom in Yom Kippur. Before Yoshiyahu HaMelech, let's just review. So the Tosus Yishanim said you would give him Shemen HaMishcha. While the Ramban Al HaTorah and the Ramah Mitano says, nope, no Shemen HaMishcha, only Riboy Begadim. Why? Why no Shemen HaMishcha? After all, is it didn't have Shemen HaMishcha on Daf Hey? So, the Ramah Mitano said for a technical side reason, because Midrabanan, apparently he thinks this is a shvus that's even Mimikdash, because Midrabanan, it's usher to give Shemen HaMishcha to someone on Shabbos because it's like fixing. So why? And here are the two opinions. Says the Ramah Mitano, Midrabanan usher Mishum Tikun, the Yom Kippur, meaning on whole you would have, but it only happened in Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, the history of Tikkun. I looked at the Ramban again. It sounded to me from the Ramban, again, the Ramban, it's not a kashya. The Ramban Pana wasn't explaining the Ramban. He was just saying on his own, similar to the Ramban, you know, the same thing as the Ramban. It sounds to the Ramban like he's talking about on the Daraisa level, not a leader of Zerah Darabana. Sounds like he's saying, after all, most Zerah Darabana were not around before Yeshua Melech, right? Most of them are from Achik Nes Sagadola. It sounds to the Ramban like he's saying Midaraisa, that he's trying to explain why did the Torah talk about Asher Yimalis Yado? That's the Torah is talking about this case. Sounds like Midoraisa. So I would say Mashmaus Ramban is that it's Midoraisa. Why? So here we have a big Kiddush that the Shemen HaMishcha is only used for a permanent Kohen Gadol, not for a temporary Kohen Gadol, even though they have the same Kedusha. When I say temporary, I don't mean he stops. He keeps Kedusha's Kohen Gadol forever, but the permanent. They both have permanent kedusha. The Gemara is very clear. The continuation on your Beis HaMikdash, the understudy who steps up and was zocha to work for one day in the Beis HaMikdash, is kedusha's kohen gadol forever. He can't marry a ba'ula or an almana forever. He can't be matami lekrovim forever, etc., etc. But maybe when he dies, you know, rotzeach the shogeg would go free from the ir miklat. But he doesn't do the job forever. Afterwards, he's just in like early retirement. So Mida Oraisa, the Shemen HaMishcha, is only for I wouldn't say a long-term Kohen Gadol, is not. It's only midrabanan that he's not mishamesh, that he doesn't do any avodah b'shmona megadim mishum eva, but lechor midoraisa, only one of them is in charge, right? I mean, even midoraisa, like, who's going to do all the kohen gadolic things from now on? I guess maybe they could switch off, theoretically, midoraisa. It could be the Ramban would say, no, midoraisa, someone who has the job, has a chazaka on the job, and he doesn't until proven otherwise. I mean, even if it's possible, you're right, that they could now split alternate days or alternate weeks or something like that for the rest of their life, but it still could be that midoraisa, once someone has a job, even if they temporarily step down, they have the right to continue that job. Or once someone has a srara, they keep the srara, even if someone else has the kedusha to do the job, they don't lose their svara. So be that me deraisa, you don't lose your svara. So I'd say it's not for kedushas kohen gadol. Let me say, but for the position of kohen gadol and the original kohen gadol keeps his position, not the, and the mamali makom. And here I would say even midoraisa. You're right, midoraisa, he's not usher to go and bring one carbon wearing eight vestments. Midoraisa, he can go and bring one carbon once in a while wearing eight vestments. Let's say he pays for his own carbon an olas nedava. Midoraisa, he brings olas nedava wearing eight vestments. That doesn't mean doraisa, he's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. Midoraisa, only one person can be in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mali Makom has Kedusha, but no position. Right? And I said, maybe this would be Dinsvara, and then you could compare it to the Melech. Right? You know, if you want to call this something else, not Mishum Svara, I want to tie into the Svara that the Rambam says he's in charge, right? He's the Rosh of the Kohanim. You can only have one Rosh. If you want to say, no, it's not because of Svara being in charge, it's just because of being the long-term guy who does this Avodah as opposed to a short-term guy who does the Avodah, you can say that as well if you want. But the point is that he is, the point is that when you appoint, what's the Chiddush of the Ramban? I'm claiming that, remember, it wasn't just me, it was my friend as well. What's the Chiddush the Ramban? The Chiddush the Ramban is that when you appoint the understudy, Kohen Gadol, they don't become two equal people who then meet Rabban and you have to decide who does what in order to ensure them with those peaceful politics in the Jewish people. No, that Mida Oraisa, they're not equal. They both have equal Kedusha, that they're able to do super holy things, like Avodah Lefnayim V'Lefnim, but they don't have equal positions. One of them is the Rosh of the Kohanim, and the other one is not the Rosh of the Kohanim. That's what I'm claiming. How can I bring a raya for what I'm claiming? So, it was pointed, my friend Yaakov pointed out to me that there's a wild machlokas rishonim in the Tosas Rishonim and Daf Yudeis. I told you, you know, it's much clearer. It's the same exact thing, almost word for word. Just for some reason that he makes it a lot clearer in the Tosas Rush. In general, you might have noticed in the Sefer Yoma, the Tosas Rishonim, Tosas Rush usually say more or less the same thing. The Tosas on the Daf usually discusses different things, says different things. Apparently, there's like one base measure, the Bali Tosas, which produced the Tosas on the Daf, and another one that produced the Tosas Rush and the Tosas Yishanim, which are very similar to each other. There's also a Tosas Real Lufan, which I have a copy of, which is a little more obscure. It's similar to Tosas Yishanim and Tosas Rush. Usually doesn't say anything that's not in one of them. Okay, in any case, the Tosas Yishanim and Tosas Rush brings about closely to Riva and someone else, someone called Rabbeinu, about who pays for the power of the Kohen Gadol. Clearly, when the Kohen Gadol, the understudy kicks in, steps in rather, the understudy does the avoda. That's the whole point. He does the avoda. But who pays for the par? Es par chatos asher lo. Bezilsi over Aaron al kodesh befar b'mekor chatos ayilo lo. Who pays for the par? And I would have said, and you would have said, without any lumdus, we would have said it doesn't depend on lumdus or kakiras or damkos or anything. Obviously, the understudy pays for the par. He has to come. V'shachat Aaron is par chatos asher lo. Right? It has to be parachatasa shalom. But those yavar are in a kodesh par makar. Whoever goes in has to pay for the par. Parachatasa shalom. We would have all said that the understudy pays for the par because he's doing the avoda regardless of lundus. But the riva is a wild shita. Says the riva, no. Says the riva, omri va didn't come up about the par michel kohen sha'avar shahaya kavua b'chol yom. Who pays for the par? The regular Kohen Gadol is Kavua Kol Yom, who now had to step aside on Yom Kippur. Even though the understudy does the avoda, the real quote-unquote Kohen Gadol pays for the par. That clearly shows they're not two equal people. If they're two equal people, then whoever does the avoda should pay for the par. No, one is the real Kohen Gadol is really in charge. He has to pay for the par. The other is just the one who has Kedusha to do the work. And as the Tosas Yishanim himself explains a little later, on Daf Memtes, he says, now again, you know, this is complicated. You can find other ways of explaining it, but this is seemingly a pashtus. He says, doesn't have to be the par of the one doing the avoda. Nah, the understudy is the shliach of the real Kohen Gadol, the permanent Kohen Gadol. And therefore it says, it's a real, it's a permanent Kohen Gadol's par. The understudy does the avoda. That's parachas hashir lo, because the understudy is just helping out the real kohen gadol. Clearly, the hierarchy and the understudy is not a real kohen gadol. He's just a shliach of the real kohen gadol, but the real kohen gadol pays for the parach. So I thought you could say a nafgamina of this is the nafgamina is nicha shitas riva de hapar michel, meaning for the money of Kohen Gadol Kavua, Velo Ha'oved B'Yom HaKippurim. Right? Someone really has the position of Kohen Gadol. He's responsible to bring the power. Who does the Avoda? So another guy is Kedusha to do Avoda. You have enough Kedusha that you can do holy things. But you're not in charge. You don't have to pay for the power. Again, the Ramban could have said, not like the Riva also. He could have said, no, whoever does the Avodah pays for the power, and that also would have fit. But the Riva would only fit according to Mike Shad and the Ramban.
But what's the connection between the Riva and Mashiach?
Ah, so there, yesh la'ayin a little in the Riva. What exactly is the case? Meaning, just to be fair, Effie's pointing out, sorry, that you could have explained the Riva maybe in a different way. Maybe the Riva doesn't mean that lechatchila only the permanent Kohen Gadol pays for the par. Maybe it means like alatefer, if it's on the seam, if he already paid for it, then it sort of already started the process, perhaps. You're right. Effie's saying that we could have explained the Riva for more technical sense. No, it doesn't mean he's responsible to bring it. It just means if he already paid for it, then it's already there.
But the Riva has nothing to do with Mashiach.
Okay. So what Effie's suggesting, sorry, give me a second. What Effie's suggesting is that maybe the Riva is not a proof for the Ramban, or for my shot in the Ramban. Maybe the Riva is not a proof for the Ramban. Maybe the Riva is not because the Kohen Gadol retains his status. It's just because when he first bought the power and brought it to Beis HaMikdash, he was the one who was doing everything. Then if there's a change at the last minute, what he did is already done and the other guy takes over. Okay, so the nafkamina would be, what if the Kohen Gadol was Nitma an Erev Yom Kippur, let's say. You know, what would the Riva say then? Would he still say the power is from the original guy, even though it wasn't Shaif at all yet? And we don't know. So, okay, V'yesh Lidchos. But, give me a second, V'yesh Lidchos. But, V'tzarech Ian, because the Lashon of the Riva does not sound like what Effie's saying, that he's saying the power comes from the permanent guy, because he started in the morning till he got tummy, or he bought it. Again, I assume buying it only really has halachic significance once the day comes. But it sounds here like because he's kavur b'chol yom, not because he started out properly, so you know he already hopped in his way in. It sounds like he's a kavur b'chol yom, and the Yerushalmi clearly affiliates it with being who's going to be the real kohen gadol from now on. Whoever pays for the par is the real kohen gadol from now on, right? So it sounds like it has more to do with being a real kohen gadol than with just hopping the first minute where he could bring the par in and then he's grandfathered. But you know, I hear. Abes, what does that have to do with Mashiach? It doesn't have anything directly to do with Mashiach, but I think indirectly what the Ramban about Mashiach and this Riva have in common is that they're saying when the understudy steps up, he's not as real a Kohen Gadol as the permanent guy. The permanent guy is the real Kohen Gadol. He's just the Shliach of the real Kohen Gadol who has the Kedusha to do certain Avodos, but he doesn't really have the job of Kohen Gadol. Is that what he says? One second. Where is this? Ravina Pire, Shavim of Kalim Vashana. I'm going to go to the ink. She was over on Gudel. She was. Kunch Avad Mixas Avodos. All right, I have to think of that's not how I read him, but I have to think about it. I really have to look at the Lashon of Tosfos Rosh, because this Lashon is a little confusing, and I found it's very clarifying to compare it to the Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh. What did the Tosfos Rosh say for Rabbeinu Ochanan? Then we might. All right, I have to think about that. Maybe. Okay, yes, Lidchus. Anyway, now I want to go by
Kirin. Can you give another Afkamina? What about if this Kohen Gadol gets a permanent Mum?
What if this Kohen Gadol gets permanently possible, like he gets a Mum or something? If the Kohen Gadol, what?
He set up his karma.
Morty's saying, what if like he comes in the morning and then he gets a permanent Mum? What would the Rivas say? Because if it's a matter of him still having the job, then he doesn't have the job anymore. If it's a matter of him starting out the kashrus, then maybe. Okay, I'm a kavel. Now I want to just deal with three issues that come up in this before we go on. There are three problems that come up in the Rambam. Actually, two of them are in the Gemara. And I listed them on the sheet. No surprises. Let's take them one by one. First question I want to ask is, what does it mean we have Meshicha and Riboy? What is Riboy? Right? What is Riboy? What does Riboy mean? Right, back to Daf Hey. Right, what does it have here? And Riboy is or Riboy begadim. What does Riboy mean? What is Riboy? What's the machlokas? Says Rashi, what is Riboy? Riboy means, says Rashi, Riboy Shiva, she yeshamesh kohen gadol shiva yamim ritzufim, shiva man nosobukum gadola. I didn't finish the Rashi. The Yilba Shmona Begadim Bishas Avoda, that he wears the eight Begadim, what Bishas Avoda, says Rashi, Levishas Shmona Begadim Bishas Avoda, She Yishamish, right? That he does Avoda in the Shmona Begadim, that's Riboy. Who disagrees with this Rashi? Famously, the Rambam. Right, the Rambam famously disagrees with this Rashi, and says the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel Ketzad Marbin Oso Begadim Lo Vishmona Begadim Uposhtan. He puts them on and takes them off. The Chozim Lo Vishlo Machar Shivas Yom, and does this for 7 days in a row. Yom Achar Yom. He puts them on without avoda, and we know he puts them on without avoda because he says he avad kodim sheyisrab begadim kol shiva. Dot. Avodas Akshira. Bidiyavid. If he did avoda, it would be okay. But lechatchila, he's not allowed to do avoda, says the Rambam. Lovesh shmona begadim without avoda. And he says, actually, lechatchila, he shouldn't do avoda, because lechatchila, how can he do avoda until he does Riboy in 7 days? So the Rambam says Riboy just means putting the clothing on and taking them off. And Rashi says it means doing avoda in the begadim. The Ravid's not so clear, because the Ravid says, Amar Vram Nira Midvar of Yam Shahaya Bahama Mishikal Ohaya Ove, the Ain't Zemina Chachma. Elok Amrinis Rabbi Shiva Nim Shech Shiva. It doesn't make sense. The Rambam thinks he's not allowed to do Avodah L'Chachila until 7 days are up. That doesn't make sense. When it says that L'Chachila needs 7 days, that's to do Avodah Yom Kippurim. But even L'Chachila, he can do other Avodah right away. So the Ravid says he can do Avodah right away. The Ravid's not so clear. Does he hold like the Rambam or like Rashi? Does he hold like the Rambam? He can do avoda the first day, but he doesn't have to count as Riboy. Or does he hold like Rashi? He can do avoda, and he has to do avoda to count as Riboy. We're not 100% clear, right? So let's add. Maybe the Ravid holds like Rashi, because he certainly says that on the first day, and the second day, and the third, and the fourth, and fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh, he puts on the begadim and can do avoda. He doesn't say explicitly, does he have to do avoda, or does he have the option either way? So he might think Rebo includes avoda, or he might think, like Rambam, Rebo doesn't include avoda, he's just allowed to do if he wants. Okay, but in any case, we have Rashi versus the Rambam. Now, Rashi versus the Rambam, each of them have a good mucker. What is the good mucker for Rashi that it includes avoda? That Riboy includes avoda. What's the mucker of Rashi? He doesn't say. What's the mucker of Rashi that Reva includes Avoda? Why does Rashi think Reva includes Avoda? And our Gemara just talks about wearing.
The Sugya Daf Yud Bet.
Daf Yud Bet. It says in Daf Yud Bet that Shita Irbov Solkot and Tom Shel Shachar Mechanicho Sobe Tom Shel Shachar. That how are you mechanically understudy if it's before the Tom Shel Shachar, he puts on Eight Begadim and does Tom Shel Shachar. And if not, what does he do, Taka? Oh, it's a big problem. So they say, maybe he can put on Shmona Begadim and Mahapesh Mitzinora. It's clear that they think he has to do Avoda. Right? So his marker is Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph. Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, that he needs to do. That's the whole Shakla Vataria starts from that. He needs to Avoda Veshmona Begadim. It's the whole Shakla Vataria. What Avoda does he do in Shmona Begadim to become a Kohen Gadol? So that's a good raya for Rashi. Because why don't they just say he puts on the clothing and takes them off? No, obviously he has to do Avoda. Okay, what's the mucker for the Rambam?
Miloim.
No, because Rav Papa there is not about clothing at all. Seth Lama doesn't help.
Original Miloim.
I wouldn't say it's a mucker, I'd say it's a teretz. Okay, whoever it was said, maybe Shmuel said the Miloim. This is all learned from the Shemesh Mei Miloim. In the Miloim, Aaron didn't do Avoda. Who did the Avoda in the Shemesh Mei Miloim?
Moshe
did the Avoda. Aaron didn't do the Avoda. All Aaron did is put on the garments and take them off. Miluim, that Aaron wore Shmona Begadim, but didn't do Avoda. So they each have a mucker. Of course, the problem is now forget about Chlokes Rashi and Rambam. What we really have now, Chlokes Rashi and Rambam, is just reflecting a steer between the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis and Miluim. In Miluim, Aaron was Nisrabeb Bevgadim, Riboy Shiva, Mashicha Shiva, we learned from Miluim, and he didn't do Avoda. But in Daf Yud Beis, they assume he needs to do Avoda. So it's very strange. So basically, if here's the Mukkar, then everyone has a Kusha. For Rashi, the problem is Miluim. How can he say Riboy requires Avoda? Aaron didn't do Avoda in Miluim, Moshe did. For the Rambam, the problem is the Gemara Daf Yud Beis. If Reba means putting them on and taking them off, then what's the whole Shakla Vataria? What Avoda did he do? If it's after Tom Shel Shachar, what can he do? And then maybe it counts to Hippo Chutzinora. So we just have to answer each Rishon. Let's start with answering Rashi. One way of answering Rashi is to deny the premise, right? One way of answering Rashi is to deny the premise. You could say, who says Aaron didn't do Avoda in the Miluim? After all, the Karban Ha'eda says in the Yerushalmi, now it's a little tricky. The Yerushalmi is not necessarily the Bavli, but the Korban Ha'eda says that Ma Omer Be'inyan in the Yerushalmi, Ma Frisho So Kol Shiva Ve'Oved Kol Shiva. It says, what's Omer Be'inyan Miluim? Oved Kol Shiva. The Yerushalmi is explicit that Oved Kol Shiva. So, how do you answer? So one answer for Rashi is like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that he was Oved Kol Shiva, and it's referring to the Miluim. It's a parallel to our Bryce that we have in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Our Bryce says, just like then, he was sat for 7 days, and Moshe taught him for 7 days, etc. And likewise here, but the Yerushalmi adds something. He was Mafkosh for 7 days, and he did Avoda for 7 days, etc. Likewise for Yom Kippur, he used to do Avoda for the 7 days. So the Yerushalmi says he did Avoda. What about the Pesukim? So the Karban Eida says something a little radical. What does the Karban Eida say? The Karban Eida says that he did the Avoda, not Moshe. This is very much against Truta Shel Mikra. Okay, it's okay. We're Orthodox Jews. Sometimes we go against Truta Shel Mikra. But, you know, usually try to have a mukkar. Okay, so the Karban Eida says it's a mukkar. If you look into Tzaveh and the same thing in Tzav, everything's Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe to do everything. He doesn't tell Aaron to do anything. But okay, the carbonator says, I guess you have to take all the psukim lav davka. When Hashem tells Moshe to do everything, what does he mean? He means shlucho shlodin kemoso. He means Moshe should tell Aaron to do everything. That is a big fiddish. What does the Yerushalmi mean? Says the Karban Ha'eda, Aaron avad velo Moshe. Can anyone think of a less radical way of interpreting the Yerushalmi? Can anyone think of a less radical way of interpreting the Yerushalmi?
That Aaron did the standard carbonus, Moshe did the extra ones.
Aha! Morty tells us, right? And where did Morty get this idea from? Maybe he thought of it, or maybe in the Shach Levatari, the Guru Sari, he brings this up as a Havamina, right? You could say that no, obviously Moshe did what Hashem told him to do. Hashem told Moshe to do it, Moshe did it. But there's other things that are not in the Parsha. How about the standard carbonos? How about the Tmidim? Right? If we assume they brought Tmidim then, which many Rishonim Achronim assume, maybe Moshe did the Miluim, maybe Aaron did a carbon tamid. He only did one thing. Maybe he brought a Ketores, maybe he lit a menorah. It's one thing that he did. Theoretically, maybe because they helped Moshe out with one of the carbonos or something, but maybe you could say that Aaron avad avodah tatamid. So you could say Aaron did a little avodah. Maybe it's hofech mitzinora, right? Meaning you could find something that Aaron did during those days, right? Either he did a tamid or he did something. Without going against the psukim, without radically reading the psukim, you could say Moshe did the avodah miluim, but Aaron did something for those 7 days. So you could say like the Rishalmi. Does this defend Rashi? Saying like the Rishalmi?
No, Rashi's not based on
Rishalmi. Not as the points out, because Rashi himself is totally against this. Rashi himself, I think, is very explicit that Aaron didn't do any Avodah during the Yeshivas Yemei Miluim. Not like the radical Karban Eida, not even like something, you could find a million excuses. You know, 1.2, you could have 1.2 point, however many possibilities you want, find something that Aaron did. But Rashi Reading Daf Gimel and Beis said that that Yom HaShmini was the Tchila B'Makom, right? Because no one else went for Avoda before Yom HaShmini. And if Moshe did Avoda, the Shiris Mei Miluim, that's not called Avoda because he wasn't wearing Big Day Kahuna. Sounds like Aaron did no avoda. Aaron's tchilas avoda was Yom HaShmini, and it's much more explicit in Rashi and Zvachim. Rashi and Zvachim, the Test of Days, again, this is not my bikias. The Gvor Sari points this out. Rashi and Zvachim, the Test of Days, says very, very explicitly that the Afal Gav, Delokianu Vas Achas, Miukra Lahachi Midrash. The Gemara says you need enough water in the kior for Aaron and two sons and Moshe to wash, four kohanim. So Rashi says, why would Aaron and his two sons and Moshe all wash their hands? They never did avodah the same day. Moshe did for 7 days and Aaron did for the eighth day. So Rashi seems to assume they never did avodah on the same day. It really sounds like Aaron and his sons did no avodah during the Shivas Yemei Miluim. So Rashi really sounds like Aaron did nothing in Shivas Yemei Miluim. So then it becomes a little dachuk, and now I'm sort of a little stuck. Rashi ends up being a little dachuk. I have a great answer for Rashi if he wouldn't be Rashi, but this is difficult. Lomar kach, according to Rashi himself. So, because Rashi himself sounds like in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, he says, no one did avodah ben Big Day Kahuna before the eighth day. And on Zvachim, he says, Moshe and Aaron never served on the same day. Well, why not? If he did something, Yeshivas Yemei Miluim. So the other option is the Gvor Sari, which I think is Dachuk. But I don't have a better answer unless you guys do. What does the Gvor Sari say? He says that really it's obvious that Riboy Begadim means doing Avodah. Really it's obvious Riboy Begadim means doing Avodah. But it's a Gzeres HaKosov in the Yemei Miluim that he should wear the begadim without avoda. Now it's a little funny because we learn it from the Yemei Miluim. That's what's funny. To say Yemei Miluim is an exception is no big deal. But if we learn it from Yemei Miluim, but he says no, misvara pasha deba'inan avoda vishmona begadim vishani Yemei Hamiluim. Mishom Dilo Efshar. Okay, Yemei Miluim, they couldn't, because Hashem didn't allow Aaron and his sons to work until the eighth day. But it's obvious that really you need to do avodah in the Shmona Begadim. That was just an exception. Okay, this is a big chiddush, because how do we learn from an exception? and say, well, obviously it's something different, and that's just an exception for learning from Miluim, right? The whole din is all learned from Miluim. So it is a, it's a little dachuk, this gevura sari. The only thing I could think of is, if you want to say maybe add a little to the gevura sari, he needs to do something special for a kohen role in the Shmona Begadim. Ledoros, that has to be, I don't know if this is what the gevura sari means, that has to be doing avod in the Shmona Begadim. During the Yemei Miluim, he didn't have to do avod in the Shmona Begadim, because there are other special things he did in the Shmona Begadim. Al pi tzivoy Hashem. Like, for example, what did he do special in the Shmona Begadim? He got sprinkled with the blood from the Mizbeach and the Shemen HaMishka, and he had to do tenufa in the Shmona Begadim, and he had to do smicha in the Shmona Begadim, and he had to get anointed with Shemen HaMishka on his head in the Shmona Begadim. Maybe Davka, he has to do something kahuna dik in the Shmona Begadim. During the Shiras Mei Luim, Hashem gave Exeris HaKasav of things he has to do in the Shmona Begadim. Everything it says in the Parsha in Tetzava he had to do in the Shmona Begadim. But Ledoros, there's nothing special. There's no special ritual of Miluim. And if there's no special ritual of Miluim, then he has to do a vote in the Shmona Begadim. So maybe this is Bechlau, what the Gvuras are meant. You know, again, I'm not sure if this is what he meant. Maybe what he meant is that Bimei Hamiluim, there's a Gzeiras HaKasav Sheyase Masha Kasav Beparsha in Shmona Begadim. So he's doing something of significance in the Shmona Begadim. Lidoros, there's no Gzeiras HaKasav, and therefore he has to do Avoda in the Shmona Begadim, because there's nothing else special for him to do in the Shmona Begadim. So I don't know if that's what the Gvura Sari meant. Like, he has to do something special in the Shmona Begadim. In Yemei Miluim, Hashem gave him lots of special things to do. He made a whole ritual of Miluim. Even though he's not doing technical avodos, he's doing what it says in the Miluim, things that are in some ways holier than technical avodos, like getting Shemen HaMishcha, getting blood sprinkled on him. The Doros, there's no other special ritual to do in the Shmona Begadim, so you have to do avoda. Okay.
During the Miluim, Aaron's role is very passive. It's just that because the emphasis on Moshe.
During the
Aaron's
Miluim, Chaim says his role is somewhat passive. I understand he gets things put on him. He gets dressed by other people. He gets sprinkled by other people.
And he's, right, and he's exactly like the Kalim that are in the Mishkan that also get Shemen HaMishcha sprinkled on them. Aaron is no different than any of the Kalim. But in the
Aaron
but
is that's like a Kli. The Kli gets Shemen HaMishcha. So maybe there was a, again, but you want to make it parallel. You want to make it totally different, right? Because you want to make us learn. The Tril Chap is we want to learn Doros from Miluim, but yet be different. That's why I want the types of Gvura Sari to make it, you want it to be parallel, but different. So how do I get it to be parallel by different? I say this way, you're making it not so parallel, and then you're going to get in trouble. Okay, that is for Rashi. Yeah. Rashi says there he has to have a hecker, right? Says Rashi, says, Mahu Nicker, she would Kohen Gadol Me'olam. How does he do a hecker that he's a Kohen Gadol? But again, why not just put on Begadim? If you put on Shmona Begadim, it's Nicker, he's a Kohen Gadol, right? No one else puts on Shmona Begadim. Obviously, if to add to Rashi, it has to be Nicker that he's a Kohen Gadol when he's doing Avodah. Otherwise, the whole Shaka V'Tari doesn't make sense. If he just needs to be Nicker that he's a Kohen Gadol, let him put on Shmona Begadim, Bezehu. So you're saying Rabbi Rashi reads off your days differently. And you don't have to be a Kohen Gadol to be Nishal V'Urim V'Tumim. How do you know you're not a Kohen Gadol if you're Nishal V'Urim V'Tumim? Okay. I hear it. That's a different word in Rashi. Okay. And then, right, then Rashi is no mocker, so that doesn't really necessarily make him better. So I'm not so convinced, but I hear. Many of them, yeah, they have to do smicha, and they have to do smicha. They have to get sprinkled with shemen amishcha mixed with the blood from the mizbeach. They have to get shemen amishcha on their head. They basically do almost the exact. They have to have the blood of the miluim put on their ear and their big toe and their thumb. Pretty much, almost the exact same thing. So I'd say it's pretty similar. Yeah, we're talking about Aaron because that's what's relevant. But in those days, his sons were also treated like him. Okay, and the Tanufa, yeah, they were pretty much equal there. Okay, that's an interesting question. Why did they do something Kohen Gadolik at that time? Is an interesting question, but let's leave that for now. Now, how about the Rambam? The Rambam is a good writer for Miluim. In Miluim, Pashtas Aaron didn't do any Avodah. So that proves you have to put on the clothing for 7 days without Avodah. So why in Daf Yudbeizim and Aleph did they need him to do Avodah? So, that's a good question. So, the Rav gives two possible answers to the Rambam. One answer, says the Rav, he says, that was only the having in the Gemara before we got to our Papa. When we got to our Papa, we retract. That was when we thought Avodah alone is not Mechanich. So we thought you need Avodah plus Begadim. But once we know Avodah alone is Mechanich, then Begadim alone are also Mechanich. After all, how can you have Reba, if Avodah is Mechanich, how can you say Avodah plus Begadim are Mechanich? The Avodah is enough, the Begadim are irrelevant. So it must be that if Avodah is Mechanich separately, Begadim are Mechanich separately. Because you can't say Reba Begadim means with Avodah, because then you don't need the Begadim. So says the Rav, that's only the Havamina by Havamina. I don't mean Havamina, I mean the day of that's not Rav Papa. But Lefi Rav Papa, Avodah is Mechaneches without Begadim, and Begadim are Mechanchim without Avodah. Again, because it doesn't make sense to say Avodah works alone and Begadim work with Avodah, because then the Begadim don't do anything. So it must be the Avodah works alone and the Begadim work alone. So he says the Gemara changed their mind from that, and our Gemara, and the story of the Miluim fits the Maskana of the Gemara. It's still a little funny. How about the Tanaim, how the Amorah in the beginning, Rav Adah Bar Ava? How about Rav Adah Bar Ava and Abayi? They didn't know the Chumash of Miluim? So it's still a little tricky. What about Rav Adah Bar Ava and Ava and Abayi in the beginning of that Gemara? They are left to Akasha. But at least the Maskana answered. But it's a little dachuk, right? It's dachuk because Adai and Kasha, Lefi, Rav Adah Bar Ava, and Abayi, right? And you can't say two Amorim are against the Pasuk. If you want to say two Amorim are against the Gemara, that's fine. But say two Amorim are against the Pasuk, it's a little tricky. Okay, you can answer. Maybe those two Amorim held we learned it for a different Pasuk. You can answer it. It's not an insurmountable kasha, but it's a little bit dachuk. So then says the Rav a second answer. Says the Rav a second answer based on the Yesod. What's the Yesod of the Rav? The Yesod of the Rav is Azoy. Why is Riboy Begadim, according to the Rambam, Mechanech, initiate a Kohen Gadol? Why does Riboy Begadim make him a Kohen Gadol without doing Avodah? Says the Rambam, Zlashitase, the famous Machlochi in the Rambam, the Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvos, is wearing Begadim a mitzvah. Now again, the Rambam doesn't say wearing Begadim is a mitzvah stam. He should just put on clothes and look nice. Lord Kedeka. Ram says a mitzvah to wear Begadim and then he's ready for Avodah. But the Ramban says, hold on a second. If the mitzvah is to wear Begadim to get ready for Avodah, then it's part of the mitzvah of Avodah. I don't know. Anytime you need conditions to do something, you can't, each condition is a mitzvah. That's ridiculous. The mitzvah is to do Avodah. To do Avodah, you need many things, many qualifications. One of the qualifications is Begadim, right? He says, a mitzvah to make klisharis? No, you just need them for Avodah. So it's Machlokas Raman Ramban. The Raman says wearing Begadim is a mitzvah. The Ramban says it isn't. Explains the Rav. We see from the Rambam that wearing Begadim, again, don't take it too far. The Rambam does not say that if there was no Avodah to do whatsoever, you should just wear Begadim to chapa mitzvah. But there's obviously some reason why the Rambam thinks a mitzvah and the Ramban thinks it's not a mitzvah. It's just a tenai of karbonos. So the Rambam obviously thinks there's value to wearing begadim. You only have to do it when you have to do avoda. But there's an independent value to wearing begadim. A kiyum of wearing begadim. And the Ramban thinks there's no kiyum of wearing begadim. It's just a tenai in the avoda. That's how the Rav explains that. I mean, that's plush of shot in machlok is Rambam and Ramban. So says the Rav, and I think this is a much, you know, this is the Rav's second answer. I think this is the answer he prefers. Says the Rav that the Rambam is l'shitasei. Says the Rav. It's hard to say what he prefers. Okay, lo mashanah. Says the Rav. The Rambam is l'shitasei de. Riboy begadim mehani mishum kiyum levishas begadim. The low heker greda. It's not just mishum heker. It's not just, if there's a heker. No, it's mishum a kiyum of levishas begadim. That's where you begadim work. The kiyum of levishas begadim. So, says the Rav, this is the parentheses at the very end of the Rav's piece. Says the Rav at the end of his piece, that if so, says the Rav, when is there a kiyum of levishas begadim? And here he's going out a little bit on a limb. Says the Rav, when is there a kiyum of levishas begadim? He says, and the Evan Ozel says the same thing here. He says, there's a kiyum of levishas begadim when it's time to wear a certain begadim. However, is there a kiyum of levisha shmona begadim? Is there a kiyum of levisha shmona begadim on Yom Kippur? So the answer is when you have to do the avodah shel tamid, there's a kiyum of levisha shmona begadim. But when you finish the avodah shel tamid, there's no kiyum of levisha shmona begadim because it's not the zman of shmona begadim; it's the zman of the big day lavan. There's no kiyum of wearing shmona begadim when it's the time the Torah tells you not to wear shmona begadim. When it's the time, and not just the Torah tells you not to wear shmona begadim, the Torah puts a lot of pomp and circumstance into taking off these begadim and wearing other begadim instead. So that's the chiddush, and what's the Rav's chiddush? The chiddush is, plus, adds the Rav, ein kiyum in levishas shmona begadim. All year long, the kiyum levishas shmona begadim. All year long, the kiyum for the Kohen Gadol to wear shmona begadim. It's the time he's supposed to wear shmona begadim. Except on Yom Kippur after the Tamid Shel Shachar when he's not supposed to wear Shemona Begadim. Achar Tamid. And then what Abaye does, or Ravad Bar Ava, who is it? Abaye, I think. He goes back and says, nah, if there's a piece of meat to flip over, there's still a kiyum. Okay. Achar Tamid Shel Shachar B'yom HaKippurim D'huzman Levishat Big Day Lavan. Okay, that's the Rav's Vart. If you start with the fact has to do with the Kiyum Levish Begadim, not with the hacker. It's always a hacker to wear Shmona Begadim that shows you're a Kohen Gadol, like Rashi's Lashon. But it's not just a hacker. It's a Kiyum Levish Shmona Begadim. That's what makes it, gives it the power to initiate you into the Kahuna Gadola. So he says, all year long, the Kiyum Levish Shmona Begadim, except after Tamid Shel Shachar Yom Kippur, there is no longer a Kiyum Levish Shmona Begadim. Because the Torah says now it's time not to wear Shmona Begadim. And that's why Davka, the Rambam, says, and forever, there's always a Kiyum Levish Shmona Begadim. Except at the one moment the Gemara is discussing here, there's no Kiyum Levish Shmona Begadim. And that's why they said, it's only going to work as Reboy if there's a Voda to do. Because when there's still a avoda to do in the Big Day Zahav, there's a kiyum of wearing Big Day Zahav. But it's not that you need the avoda with the begadim to be riboy. The begadim alone are riboy, but the begadim are only a riboy when they're a kiyum, and the Big Day Zahav are only a kiyum when there's avoda to do with them, when it's not the time of Big Day Lavan. That's how the Rav rereads the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So these are two ways of defending the Rambam. I wanted to say, if you take a very different approach, not a Rav approach, but a Ramban approach, I want to say maybe Efshar, and this is a big chiddush, maybe you could say a third answer to defend the Rambam based on the Yesod of the Ramban. Do I know if the Rambam holds the Yesod of the Ramban? I don't know. But maybe you could say, Al Pi HaYesod Shebi'arnu Lefi the Ramban, nothing to do with the Rav's Kiyum Levisha. What do we say, Kornei Ramban? Kornei Ramban, what we basically said is there's two different kinds of appointing a Kohen Gadol. There's appointing a Kohen Gadol to a permanent job of Kohen Gadol. And again, I'm not talking specifically the Sheet of the Ramban about whether they do Mashiach or not. I'm talking in general. There's two different kinds of Kohen Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol with the job of being Rosh LeKohanim. There's a Kohen Gadol with the job of being in charge of the Mikdash, of being a permanent, not permanent Kedusha. They both are permanent Kedusha, but permanent responsibility. And then there's a Kohen Gadol who had the Kedusha to be Oved when we need him to be Oved. So maybe you could say, and I know this is a Chiddush, that no, Daf Yud Beis is not talking about the same thing that Daf Hei is talking about and the Milum are talking about. Daf Hei is talking about how you make a Kohen Gadol, meaning how you mamish appoint a Kohen Gadol, how you appoint a long-term Kohen Gadol to the job of Kohen Gadol. Daf Yud Beis is talking about how you appoint to give the Kaddish an understudy to just do Avoda. Basically, Daf Hei is talking about how you make someone the Rosh HaKohanim, and Daf Yud Beis is talking about how you make someone Kaddish enough to do Avoda. Maybe you could say, hey, Vaughn. Okay, I'm not saying you have to be mekabel this. I'll say a different svara that I'll press you more to be mekabel later. But maybe you could say that since Daf, if you want to take this Yisod HaRamban and run with it, Daf Yud Beis is a different kind of appointment than Daf Hei. Daf Hei is talking about giving someone the job of Kohen Gadol, putting him in charge of the Mikdash for the rest of his life. Or at least, you know, until he's, you know, if Hashem give him a tzaras or a mum, he'll have to retire, whatever. But Daf Yud Beis is giving someone Kedusha to do a voda, but not giving him the job, not giving him the responsibility, not giving him the shrara, just giving him the right to do a voda. If you just want to give someone the right to do a voda, you have to be a chanechim through a voda. If you want to give someone the shrara, then you can be a chanechim even without a voda, because basically a regular Kohen Gadol, his job is more than just doing a voda. A regular Kohen Gadol's job is being in charge of the Mikdash, being the Rosh of the Kohanim and the Rosh of the Mikdash. Then he doesn't need to work in order to get his job. He just needs to look fancy. But this Kohen, the Daf Yud Beis, we're only appointing him to do Avoda. We're not appointing him for more than doing Avoda. If we're only appointing him to Avoda, then he needs to show his appointment by doing Avoda. Maybe you could say this as an answer. So two, again, one technical way to defend the Rambam, saying, oh, that's a Havamina, but the Maskana we toss it differently, which I don't love, because then two Amoraim are still against Sukkim. I know you can get out of it. Or you can answer by the Rav's Yisod of Kiyum Levisha, or you can answer by my Yisod of two different kinds of being Mekadesh Shekohen Gadol. See. I hear the taina. You recognize it's not a proof. You could just say Kohen Gadol means the kedusha of Kohen Gadol, the ability to do the avodas of Kohen Gadol. I hear the taina. Okay, I have to think about that. I hear the taina. I'm not sure that it's a proof, but I hear the taina. Now I want to go on. Who wants to be a professional photographer when they grow up? Okay, Yoni. Come, first of all, Chaim, you'll have to give him an apprenticeship. Here.
Let's see.
Mike, straight on. Okay. Now, Can I say something?
Yeah. In the next section of the Rav Shiurim on Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he discusses too the connection between the Yerushalmi that talks about removing a Kohen Gadol from his job and the contradiction between that and the Bavli, which seems to imply that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol is Kedushas Olam. There he talks about two kinds of status of Kohen Gadol, one that's a result of Minui and one that's a result of either Mishicha or Ribui Bgadim. It would seem to me one could explain the Ramban Shita about Mishicha and also what you said now, by tweaking that chiddush a little.
Okay, Abe points out very nicely that the Rav in the next piece that we didn't see yet in the Shirim discusses the issue of the Yerushalmi, perhaps Achlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli, whether you can fire a Kohen Gadol verbally. People in charge, let's say the Sanhedrin and the Melech, or the Achav HaKohanim, can you fire Kohen Gadol verbally or not? And, you know, and the difference between the sort of Minoi, the Kohen Gadol, and the Kedusha, the Kohen Gadol, right? Maybe the Minoi comes from verbal appointment, and Kedusha comes from certain actions. He's not exactly fitting into this, but the tweet that you saw, the Rav also says this, you saw there's two different parts of the Kohen Gadol. There's the Tafkid and there's Kedusha. So perhaps that's certainly parallel to this. You know, he's not saying the same nafkaminas. He's not putting organizing everything this way. But you're right. That is, I could have quoted that. That is a good model for this idea that there's sort of the Tafkid and the Kedusha, which are two different things. Now, I want to go on to one more question, Rav Osai. Here is the famous, yes. What? Then he would keep his Kedusha but lose his Tafkid. I know, I understand. You have to figure, okay, we're not going to get into it. I understand fully. Okay, Rav Osai, let's go to another question. There's another question we want to ask, which is, what does our Gemara say you need in the end? Riboy Shiva and Meshicha Shiva L'chachila. Bidiyeved Riboy Echad Meshicha Shiva or Riboy Shiva Meshicha Yom Echad. And we pointed out Bidiyeved even Riboy Yom Echad Meshicha Yom Echad is in the Sifra and from your source in our Gemara. And I'll Pidigor and Horio Bidiyeved even just Riboy. And maybe just Riboy Yom Echad. Maybe just Meshicha Yom Echad. But one thing is clear. You start with our Gemara. It's about Riboy and Meshicha, right? There's Riboy and Meshicha. How low, you know, what do you call that game? The limbo? Right? How low can you go in the requirements of Riboy and Meshicha? Maybe you could go further than it says in our Gemara. But with the basic building blocks are Riboy and Meshicha. All of a sudden, Rav Papa comes and throws a curveball. Right? What curveball does Rav Papa throw at the end of the Gemara in Daf Yudbeis? Avodaso Mechanchaso. Doing Avoda is Mechanicha makes him a Kohen Gadol. Just doing Avoda makes him a Kohen Gadol. Just doing a vote makes him Kohen Gadol. That's against our whole Gemara. Our whole Gemara assumes you need Riboy and Meshicha L'chachilo this many days, B'diyeva that many days. But there's such thing as Riboy and Meshicha. So this is a classic question. Let's put this question on the board, Rav Osai. Right? What? That's cheating. You have to let me put the question on the board before you answer it. I understand. That's what I meant by I'll say something which I think will be more makabel. But, right, do you need Riboy and Meshicha Li'ikuva? So, here we have a bit of a stira. On Daf Hey, it says, no, you need Riboy / Meshicha, even Bidiyeved. Lechachila, you need 7 and 7. Bidiyeved, you need something, and we pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. We still got Riboy and Meshicha, but all of a sudden, in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Rav Papa throws a curveball, and he says, Avodaso, Mechanchaso, without Riboy and without Meshicha. Right, he wears regular clothes, right? He's talking there, according to the Manda Omar, that the big day lover are just big day coin hedjot. He just wears the same regular clothes, doesn't put any special clothes, doesn't have a sheikh of Hashem and a mishcha, and just have a dasa mechan chas. So that, you read the dasa mechan chas, and you said, what happened to our sugya? So what happened to our sugya? And that's famous, it's a steer in the Gemara, even perhaps more, you know, popular among the Achronim, it's a steer in the Rambam, right? I mean, it's not surprising it's a steer in the Rambam, it's a steer in the Gemara. There's decent odds it'll be a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam often paskins Gemaras. I mean, that's the Karon, what post-Gemara is supposed to do. The Rambam claim Mikdash says explicitly, Ho v'nisrabo nimshach pam achas nasa koin gadol l'chol davar. This is the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash. Dalad Yud Gimel. You need at least Riboy O Meshicha for Yom Echad. But what does the Rambam say in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, or whatever it was? Was that it? Yes? What does he say here?
Yes.
Says the Rambam in Avodas Yom HaKippurim Aleph Gimel, Avodaso Mechan Chaso. That is a flat out stira. Again, it's not the Rambam's fault. It's a stira in the Gemara, and the Rambam paskins both Gemaras. I mean, that's a reasonable thing to do. But it's a stira in the Rambam, a stira in the Gemara. How can it be? If it's clear you need Reboy or Mashiach one day, then how can Avodaso Mechan Chaso be? How can Avodasu Mechan Chaso be good enough? And here we have a few answers in the Achronim. What do some of the Achronim say? So the Pnei Yoshua, I know it's in brackets, but I'll just tell you what he says. One answer is the Pnei Yoshua. Who remembers the big Yisod of the Pnei Yoshua? In one or two words, what's the big Yisod from the Pnei Yoshua we mentioned last time?
Yes,
when it's Esher, it's different. Remember, he says, depends on Esher or not. So Pnei Yoshua says, very, very poshut. He says here, it's Efshar, Biriboy, Mishicha. And here, Hecha de'i Efshar, Shiny. Rav Papa's not contradicting Gemara. When it's possible to do Riboy or Mishicha, you do it. But what's the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis talking about? The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis is talking about when it's impossible to do Mishicha, because it's after Yoshio HaMelech, let's say. And when it's impossible to do Reboy, because right now he has nothing to do with any special clothes, and there's no halachic way for him to do something wearing special clothes. So if it's Iyashar, it's different. Okay, he says the Torah is a flat, even B'diyevet. Again, usually we say here the Iyashar, if it's Kashi B'diyevet, it's Iyashar, then do it. He's saying, no, even the B'diyevet level depends on what's Efshar. When it's Efshar to do Reboy or Mashicha, that's Ma'akev B'diyevet. When it's Iyashar, then the Torah has to give you some solution. What's the Torah going to say? You're stuck? Just cancel Yom Kippur, right? It's after Yoshua HaMelech, and it's after the Tumah Shel Shachar, and there's no Hipach V'Tzinora, and there's nothing for him to do in special clothes. What? Of Hipach V'Tzinora, you mean? So either you have to say that it's an Okimta, that everything was already burnt well, and there's no Hipach V'Tzinora necessary, or he would say Hipach V'Tzinora, or he would say Hipach mitzi, maybe he would say Hipach mitzinor doesn't really require Shmona begad. It's an interesting question. You know, if to make it EF sure, you'd have to work on it. Okay, let's say there's nothing mahapech. Everything's burnt already. Right? It's all kozel. It's all charcoal. Can't be mahapech charcoal. I mean, not so many yet. Only Tomei Shel Shachar. Maybe he had a good fire. Let's somehow get him to work it out. Okay, that's the Pnei Yoshua. Second shot is, I understand, and this is not going to work for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say only Hechidi Efshar. The Rambam says Stam. Okay, but he wasn't trying to explain the Rambam. He was trying to explain the Gemara, right? Meaning the Rambam didn't say only if you're stuck. But the Gemara said if you're stuck, so somehow work it out to be stuck. What can I do? Okay, it's Dachuk. I know it's Dachuk. Second shot is, no, this is a very reasonable shot, is the Evan Azal and the Chazon Ish, I think I might have put in brackets. What does he say? He says, no, it depends what day it is. On a regular day, and this, the Chazon Ish makes a very nice point. I'm not sure if the Evan Uzzel is exactly agrees at this point. What does Reboy mean? What does it mean, Reboy? What does Reboy learn from? Asher Yamalis Yadam. Now, I know one part says Shivas Yam Yilbashem HaKoin, but another part says Yamalis Yadam. Says the Chazon Ish, what does Reboy mean? Meshicha means Meshicha. Meshicha b'shemna mishcha. There's a super duper holy thing called shemna mishcha. If you put it on someone, that's Meshicha. What does Reboy mean? You thought Reboy meant wearing extra clothes. Wearing special clothes.
Doesn't have to be.
Says Chazon Ish, no. Reboy means acting like a Kohen Gadol. Today, how would a Kohen Hedyot act like a Kohen Gadol? Would he be Makar v'tamid? No, that's what a Kohen Hedyot does. Would he be Madlik the menorah? That's what a Kohen Hedyot does. Would he be Makdir Ketores? That's what a Kohen Hedyot does. Would he be whatever you can, I'll list you every possible thing to do. What's the only way today to act like a Kohen Gadol, Effie? What?
Minchas Chadishim.
No, today, what's the only day to act like a Kohen Gadol? To wear special clothing. But there's one day a year when you can act like a Kohen Gadol without wearing special clothing. What's that one day a year? Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is the only day of the year when there's an avodah that must be done by a Kohen Gadol. Now, just to be fair, someone will say that's not true. Any day of the year, if there's a Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibor that needs to be done by a Kohen Gadol, okay, well, let's assume it's very rare to have a Par Kohen Gadol Shel Tzibor, right? If I'm not mistaken, the only things that need to be done by a Kohen Gadol in the entire world are Avodas Yom Kippurim and Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibor and the Par of the Kohen Gadol himself. Okay, but if you didn't sin, it's not Shayach. Don't say Korban Chavitin. I was hoping no one would say Korban Chavitin. Why not say Korban Chavitin?
Because
it says Mefurish in the Mishnah that every day a Kohen Hedyot will bring the Korban Chavitin. What did the Kohen Gadol have to do? He had to pay for the Korban Chavitin. He had to be the Bailim of the Korban Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to bring the Korban Chavitin. He just has to pay for them. But he doesn't have to do the avoda. But he doesn't have to do the carbon avoda. He just has to pay for them. He has to be the bailim, not the ovate. So therefore, we say very pashut. This is talking about 364 days a year. Obviously, when I say 364, I'm not referring to the secular year. I'm referring to the average length of a Jewish year, which is 365 and a quarter days. 364 days a year, the only way to look like or act like, to act like a Kohen Gadol, what we call nicker in the Lashon of Rashi and Rav Daf Yud Beis, is to wear special begadim. But this is talking about on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you act like a Kohen Gadol in a way that is nicker, that's apparent that you're a Kohen Gadol, by doing Avodas Yom HaKippurim, because whoever does Avodas Yom HaKippurim is obviously a Kohen Gadol, and that option is not available to do any other day of the year, again, unless you have a parallel Dover Shel Tzibor, which is, you know, it's, whoever learned Horius last year knows how unlikely that is to happen. Yes, exactly. It's a Git of Yadavon Ka'achas. In Gittin this year, we discussed whether Git of Yadavon Ka'achas, the general rule of simultaneity in the Torah, is only something special like the Ktos and like the Achiezer and etc. Okay, so let's assume that here, Gittin Yodim Ka'achas means you can have simultaneous mutual causation. Okay, see, I said it in a fancy word, so it must be true. That proves that it's logical, because I used fancy words. Simultaneous mutual causation. Okay, we can handle that if we need to. Add the Chazon Ish. This is what the Ibn Ezra says. What does the Chazon Ish add? He says the word Rivoy doesn't have to mean more clothes. The word riboy can just mean acting greater. And therefore, it's no steer. It's included in the word riboy. Adds Chazon Ish. This is, the Evan Ha'azel and the Chazon Ish, who is in brackets. Adds the Chazon Ish. The word riboy means acting like a Kohen Gadol, not wearing extra clothes. Okay. So that's a good answer. On Yom Kippur, there's a different way to act like a Kohen Gadol than all year long, and there's no stira. There's no stira in the Rambam either. The Rambam Hilchos Playmakers is talking about on a regular day. The Rambam and Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur is talking about a special Metzias on Yom Kippur. Right? Very reasonable. But what Tzvi was itching to say before, even though Tzvi might not have a problem with the Evan Azol Chazon Ish, but what Tzvi was itching to say before was, what was Tzvi itching to say? Okay, you know what? I'll agree also.
Rebbe, before you go ahead with the next one, why is the Chazon Ish so reluctant to accept his own answer that he says that the Kohen, the substitute Kohen, has to make Hashlama?
So the truth is, Chaim points out, the Chazon Ish is a little trickier. He says maybe he has to do the Mashiach and Riboy later.
Later. Yeah. Why?
Does
that indicate that he's not?
Give me half a second. Hold on. No. I think he's differentiating between l'chachil and b'di'evit. B'di'evit, you need ribo yom echad. Ribo yom echad is we're doing an action that only kohen gadol is also riboy. He just means l'chachila, you need 7 days. The l'chachila, you fill in later. But you don't need to fill in later b'di'evit. Okay, Yosef. Ah, we're not up to that yet. Okay, that's the third problem. Now we're on the second problem. That's not a steer between two Gemaras. Okay? That's only a problem with the Rambam. So, here, what do we want to say? What does Tzvi want to say? He wants to say, based on Ar Yisod, maybe you could say it a little better. It's not that on Yom Kippur, there's a different way to show your Kohen Gadol. It's that you're trying to accomplish two different things. Here is to give him the position of Kohen Gadol. To give him the position, the Sroor of Kohen Gadol, you need Reboy or Mashicha. However, in Daf Yud Beis, you're not trying to... Well, it's interesting, the Lashon in Daf Yud Beis is not a Lashon you find in Daf Hei. Now, you don't find any Lashon in Daf Hei, so it doesn't prove anything. And Daf Hei, it never says what you're trying to accomplish. But on Daf Yud Beis, you find Lashon of Chinuch. Chinuch is different. It says, on Daf Hei, you're trying to give him the position of Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says, he'll play a Mikdash. You make a Rosh L'Kol HaKohanim, and this is how you appoint him. Yeah, to give him the position of Kohen Gadol, you need Riboy and Mashicha. And that's Ma'akev B'di'evit, 365 days a year. But on Daf Yud Beis, you're not trying to make him the position of Kohen Gadol. He's not getting the position of Kohen Gadol. He's not Rosh L'Kol HaKohanim. He's not the one who's Kavua to take responsibility for what the Kohen Gadol does. Just Kedusha that lets him do Avoda. Ah, that's a different standard. Again, you see, there's not the same as the Evan Ezel Chazanish. The Evan Ezel Chazanish say it's the same standard, just two attempts of reaching the standard. What I'm saying is the difference. They say it's the same bar. There's just two ways of getting over the bar. I'm saying two different bars. In Kli HaMikdash, he's talking about how to make someone the real Kohen Gadol. To be the real Kohen Gadol, you need Reboy Mashicha. In Helkos Avodas Yom Kippur, he's not the man of making the real Kohen Gadol. Just how to make him a Kohen Gadol. Someone with the level of Kedusha of Kohen Gadol who can do the Avodas Yom Kippurim. If all you want to do is the Kedusha do Avodah, then Avodah Samechan Chaso. If you want to make someone in a position of appointment, then you need to do something more than just Avodah Samechan Chaso. You need to do Reboy or Mashicha. So maybe this is a higher standard. In Hilchas Klei HaMikdash is a higher standard. In Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim is a lower standard. I know this is against what Rashi says. Rashi and Daf Hei say we're talking about being qualified to do Avodas Yom Kippurim. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says Daf Hei is talking about being the real Kohen Gadol. To be the real Kohen Gadol, you need Reboy your Mashicha. L'chachila 7 and 7. B'di'evit 7 and 1, 1 and 7, 1 and 1, 1 and 0, 0 and 1. But you need at least something to Reboy and Mashicha. Daf Yud Beis, you're not becoming the real Kohen Gadol. You're just becoming someone with the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol who's allowed to do special Avoda. Ah, to just have the right to do Avoda, the ability to do Avoda, then Avodas Mechan Chaso, because after all, it's just about Avoda. If it's just about Avoda, Avodas Mechan Chaso. If it's about more than Avoda, then you need Reboy or Mashicha. I think this might be even a more convincing than this. So maybe you could use the Sotah d'Ramban to answer this question as well. And it doesn't have to answer both questions, be one or the other.
Rabbi, the first seven Azal that you
one
put on Bob Makaro.
1 second, Shmuel. Jacob. correct. That would be an interesting one. After meeting two and three would be, and what if Matzah Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, has a heart attack and dies, and now this other guy's going to take over for real? Does he still need Reviewing Mashiach or not? Correct. That could be an Afghanina. Correct. I agree. I agree 100%. Now, we only have... okay, now we have one last question to deal with. Shmuel. Shmuel has a question.
The first seven Azalah you put on the Daf Makoro, doesn't he make it sound that it's Daf cannot because of Reboy? That he seems to argue on the Gerat Ari on that.
What did you say? The Sifra you said?
The first Avinah Azal that you put on the Daf Mekor.
Yes. I said the Chazan Ish is the one who says it's all called Reboy. The Avinah Azal doesn't add that point. I agree.
He says to argue on the Karatari on that point. Says that Reboy, that's only the Havamina, and that Reboy is called...
I agree. He would just say that there's another option besides Reboy. Okay, now let me go back to what you said. The Rishash there points out, give me a second, that what does the Sifra say? The Sifra on the top of the page, like the first Sifra on the Makor sheet says, et cetera, all the parts says Aaron. How do you know another coin can do it? Hashem Shachuso. That's only if he has Meshuch Hashem and Mishcha. How do you know Meruv Begadim? Hashem Alis Yado. Then it says, and how do you know a coin Acher who's not Meruv Begadim? Again, it's not working, I understand. Who's not Meruv Begadim and who's not Meshuch Hashem and Mishcha? Tam alom er v'chiper koin. There's a mafur sifra that says, now what's it talking about? V'chiper koin. It's talking Yom Kippur. There's a sifra that says that on Yom Kippur, you don't need Meruv Begadim or Meshuch Hashem and Mishcha. The Rishash points is out on Daf Yud Beis. That was in brackets. So that would work. What was the Sifra saying? All of a sudden, the Sifra is saying you don't need either of them. Why don't you need either of them? So again, I'm not sure what the Chazon Ish should do with the Sifra, but you could take the three ways. So the Pnei Yeshua, it works great. Sifra is saying, how do you know if it's Eshar, then we make do without Reboy or Meshicha? Talmud Lomar, V'chiper Kohen, Mikol Makom, right? The Evan Uzzel would say, how do you know there's a third track? There's Meshicha, there's Reboy, and there's acting like a Kohen, which you can only do in Yom Kippur, and therefore it's only from the Pasuk of Yom Kippur. Tam Lomer V'chiper Kohen. And I would say, how do you know that on Yom Kippur there's a lower standard? Tam Lomer V'chiper Kohen, as a Mikol Makom, is obviously what they're saying, that on Yom Kippur there's a lower standard. So I think this Sifra, it clearly hints that there's a lot. Again, what would the Chazon Ish say? He would have a little bit of a problem, because he thinks Reboy doesn't necessarily mean Reboy Begadim. I guess he would say this shows that Reboy doesn't mean Davka Begadim. But either way, I think all these shots fit the Sifra. The Sifra says even without Reboy Begadim, it works. Why? But the Sifra specifically about Yom Kippur. Why? Maybe because Yom Kippur, you could have a case of the Efsher. Maybe because Yom Kippur, there's another way to act like a Kohen Gadol. Or maybe because Yom Kippur, there's a lower standard in the first place because of what you're trying to accomplish. No, it could be that he, regardless of his kavana, maybe he automatically doesn't take that if someone else has that. Yeah. I saw that in one of the Achronim, but I forget where. Okay. Now, let's just, Yosef points out there's one more problem with the Rambam that we have to deal with. Try to deal with it very quickly because we're still in the middle of Daf 7. Beginning to feel like all year long. Those are in this year all year long, no the left. But the Rambam has another problem. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Avodoso Mechan Choso. Right? Avodoso Mechan Choso. What's the problem with Avodoso Mechan Choso? The problem with Avodoso, the problem with Avodoso Mechan Choso, the problem with Avodoso Mechan Choso is that before he does the Avodoso, he has to put on Begadim. So what does the Rambam mean that Yom Kippur Avodasa Mechan Chasa? We're not asking this question. Why is Avodasa Mechan Chasa work? How could the Rambam just technically say Avodasa Mechan Chasa? He obviously has to put on Begadim before he does Avodah. And once he puts on Begadim, now his Begadim are Mechanichim. How did the Gemara get to Avodasa Mechan Chasa? Remember the Machlok is about the Avnit? Depend on the Avnit, right? What did the Gemara say?
There's no difference between Mekko and Hedyot.
The Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that if, what's the Lashon? If Av Neitzel Shel Kohen Gadol Zeh Av Neitzel Shel Kohen Hedyot, if Avneto shel Kohen Gadol. Zehu Avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. Meaning, what does that mean? Meaning, the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot is Kelayim. Then, Nicha Dimischanech al Yedei Big De Lavan, the Nicker She'enam Big De Kohen Hedyot. Right? What does the Gemara say? If the Kohen Gadol's Avnet is Kelayim, if the Kohen Gadol's Avnet is Kelayim, then he puts on Big Day Lavan, which is an Avnet of pure linen, and only a Kohen Gadol can wear an Avnet of pure linen. So it shows he's a Kohen Gadol, so he's a Mechanech HaYidei Begadim. But if Avneto shel Kohen Gadol, lo zehu Avneto shel Kohen Hedyot, meaning all year long when it was Kalayim. If the Avnei Kohen Gadol all year long is Kalayim is not like an Avnei Kohen Hedyot, that means to say the Avnei shel Kohen Hedyot is pure pishtan, right? Is pure linen. Then the Big Day Lavan are exactly Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Then the whole point of Big Day Lavan is that the Kohen Gadol dressed like a Kohen Hedyot. Then there's no Heker in Big Day Lavan. So then Rav Papa says, Avodaso Mechanchaso. What's the problem? How do we paskin, anyone? How do we paskin? We paskin. The avnate of a Kohen Hedyot is made of what? Is made of Kelayim, right? That's why. Why is reestablishing the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash so controversial nowadays? Because we paskin, even a Kohen Hedyot, wears a pure linen pants, pure linen tunic, pure linen hat, but his avnate has to have Kelayim, has to have linen, Tchilas colored wool, Tolachani colored wool, and Argaman colored wool. And then you have to have Tchilas. And we know there's a big debate and controversy over whether we have Tchilas or not and what the real Tchilas is. So that's why it's so controversial to do Avoda, because we Paskin need Tchilas, and it's very controversial what Tchilas is. But the we Paskin, so what's the problem with the Rambam? Problem in the Rambam is that Kaimalon Avnet shel Kohen Hedyot is Kelayim. In which case the Big Day Lavan have a Heker. In which case the Big Day Lavan have a Heker. In which case, as soon as he puts on the Big Day Lavan, even before doing Avoda, he has Riboy Begadim. But then the Rambam, how does the Rambam say Avodas Mechan Chaso? So you don't need Avodas Mechan Chaso. Again, this is, does Avodas Mechan Chaso work? Why does it work? Yosef asked the other question. Forget about the works. You don't need it. In which case, you never need Avodaso Mechan Chaso. Yet, the Rambam writes, Avodaso Mechan Chaso. But you never need Avodaso Mechan Chaso according to the Rambam. Fine, it works. But you never need it because the Begadim always have a Heker. So this is the fundamental problem according to the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah says, that's the Lechem. What does Lechem Mishnah say? He says something very dachuk. He says, Enechanami, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant he's mechanech through the Begadim, through Riboy Begadim. He just, if not, it would be Avodasa Mechan Chaso. Very dachuk. I don't understand how you're supposed to get this Lechem Mishnah to work. Yes, Lomar Summer Bins out there, Papa Dom Hockey, Ryan Mayor Bryce, I feel him on the boats with the field. Shabma Merhaki, Dainzer, Hino Havni, the Vedosim Khan Hossel. He says, yeah, you don't need Chinuch Begadim because the Avoda does it. But the Chinuch Begadim came first. So the Lechem Mishnah is very dachuk. I don't understand the answer to the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah is saying, oh, the Rambam is telling you, even without the Begadim, the Avoda would do it. But the Rambam is here to tell us theoretically, if you didn't have X, Y would be good enough. No, if you have Begadim, why do you need the Avoda? So the Lechem Mishnah basically says the Rambam is lav dafka. There's the Lechem Mishnah. Basically says the Rambam is lav dafka. Yeah, also the nafkamina is one moment to the next, right? Is he allowed? Let's say his father dies, right? Is he allowed to go to the funeral, right? In between putting on the clothing, the avoda. Oh, yes, the Rambam made misleading lav dafka lasha. It's a little duchik. What did all the other achronim say? Okay, the Rav quotes Rav Chaim that is a little tricky. Says Rav Chaim, no, since the big day, lavan have to be new. Then they can't be mechanachim because they're not kadosh yet. That's a little difficult because who says they're new? What if he takes over after the Kohen Gadol wore the big day lavan and then he got tame, then he takes them off and gives them to him? So unless say each person needs new big day lavan, maybe each person new big day lavan, not so clear. Okay, says Rav Chaim, that big day lavan, says Rav Chaim, no. Big day lavan, lo mehani. Bitor Reboy Begadim Kavan Dechadoshim Haim. Since they're new, they're not Kadosh yet. If they're not Kadosh, they can't be Mekadesh. Right? Dechadoshim Haim. They're not Kadosh yet. I don't mean they're not property of Hektish, but they're not the Kedusha of Klisharis yet. So therefore, they can't be Mechanich. But the Rav in the end says, and this is what all the Achronim say, well, they all say it a little differently, but what's the other option? Says the Evna Azel and the Chazan Ish, he says very Toshit. Says, hold on a second, what does Reboy Begadim mean? What does Reboy Begadim? The plain meaning of the words means?
Many.
More clothing, many. Right? Right, many clothing. You normally have four vestments. But when you become a Kohen Gadol, you wear eight vestments. You wear more clothing, more garments, and fancier garments. That's Reboy Begadim, more and fancier vestments. That's Reboy Begadim. But, says the, but Big Day Lovan? Big Day Lovan is not more and fancier vestments. Adrav, it's the same number of vestments, and they're less fancy the way we paskin. What do you mean less fancy? A Kohen Head, you know, at least wears three pasha things, but a super fancy belt. That and then he switches the big day love on, which are four pashut, like $5 vestments. I know they're not $5 vestments. I know them when Yoma says they cost a gazillion dollars. But they're not fancy, right? He's not wearing more clothing. As a matter of fact, he's wearing lesser clothing. The Icarus is not more. There's no Reboy. We got him big day love on, so it's not Reboy. Ain Reboy. The big day love on what? I think he might not even be in brackets. I apologize if, was he in brackets here? Yeah. It's not this one that was in brackets, not the one on the page. What? What does he say? I didn't print it out, so I can't, oh, you know what? It could be that one of the according to differently shown, and let's leave it at the Evan Ozel then, right? The Evan Ozel definitely says it, right? Ain Reboy, big day love on, Sheena Merubin. Okay, they're not Merubin, that's not Reboy. I know they're different in Nicker, but it's not enough to be Nicker. It has to be Reboy. Says the Rav, he says it a little differently. Says the Rav, this is going to be a big chiddush though. I'm not sure if I'm a Kabbalist, but says the Rav, Ein Kiyum. Remember he had it all about the Kiyum Levishas? Bill of Vishas. Big Day Lavan, Kodem Avoda. There's no kiyam in wearing big yelovin before you do avoda. Once you do avoda v'dasam kan chasa, there's no kiyam in wearing big yelovin beforehand. Why, says the Rav, why is there a kiyam in wearing begadim? A kohen head, you're only as a kiyam in wearing begadim when he does avoda, because the avoda, the begadim, help for him to do avoda. A kohen gadol has kiyam in wearing shmona begadim all the time. Why does he have a kiyam wearing shmona begadim all the time? The sefer mitzvah only talks about avoda. So the Rav quotes his namesake and great-grandfather, says the Rav, the Kohen Gadol always has a kiyam of Shmona Begadim. Why? Because the Shmona Begadim always do something. What do they always do? What did the basic quote the Beis Halevi is saying? Right. I mean, it's in the Beis Halevi. The tzitz is meratzeh, even when he's not doing avoda. So he always has a kiyam for him of Shmona Begadim. As a matter of fact, you can go further than the Beis Halevi. And how about the Choshen? Ah, it's Malo the Zikaron of the Shvatim to Hashem. How about the Eifot? It's Malo the Zikaron of the Shvatim before Hashem. All these begadim accomplish something. The special Big Day Kohen Gadol accomplish something even when he's not doing avoda. But the Big Day Lavan are only akim when he's doing avoda. No, the Big Day Lavan don't do anything. What do the Big Day Lavan do? They're just clothing. The Big Day Lavan only accomplish something shas avodim. Once you get to the avoda, it's avodas machan chaso anyway. So, says the Rav, now we have four answers for the Rav, for the Rambam. Again, the Lechem Mishnah is a little dachuk. Either he's Lav Davka, he really meant, yeah, the Begadim are Mechanech, just, if not, the Avoda would have been. Or the Grah says, no, these Begadim can't be Mechanech because they're new. Or the Avinazel says, these Begadim can't be Mechanech because they're not Merubim. Or the Rav says, no, it's all about Kiyum Levisha, the Yisod of the Rav. Only when there's a Kiyum Levisha can they be Mechanech. Big Day Love and there's a Kiyum Levisha when you do Avoda, but by then the Avoda is Mechanech. Big Day Zav, there's a Kiyum Levisha without Avoda because the Tzitz accomplishes something, and maybe the other ones do also, because they're not just clothing, they each have special things that accomplish special purposes. Now, of course, the problem is that the answers, except for the Lechem Mishnah, are against the Gemara. Right? What's the problem? And this will have to sadly end. The problem is that unless you can be the Lechem Mishnah, which is very dachuk, these are against the Gemara. The Gemara said that as long as it's nicker, as long as you have different clothing than a kohen hedyot, the Big Day Lavan are mechanich. And the Rambam holds for one of these three reasons they're not. Is the Rambam allowed to be against the Gemara? So here I have two answers to how the Rambam could be against the Gemara. One, pashut answer, technical answer. And one answer that might be more likely to be true, although it's complicated. How do you answer this question? They're against the Gemara. So what all the Achronim say, the Rav doesn't bother with this, right? The Rav, he doesn't ask, oh, but this is against the Gemara, my Sfaris. Right, he's explaining the Rambam. He's not defending how the Rambam explains the Gemara. The Rav also did that sometimes, and he just wasn't doing that right here. But what do you answer? The Achronim answer, no, it's a machlokas, I'm a rhyme in the Gemara. That was what Rav Adda Bar Abba said. But that's not what Rav Papa holds. It's a machlokas, I'm a rhyme. So how do you answer? One answer is, it's a machlokas, I'm a rhyme. That's what the Evan Uzzel says. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Machlokas, I'm a rhyme. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says in Yabezim and Aleph. But we pass like Yabezim and Beis like Rav Papa. It's a machlokas, Rav Adda Bar Abba and Rav Papa. Okay, could be. But, I don't know, I have Masor from the Or Samech. I never met the Or Samech. Masor from the Or Samech. The Or Samech lived when they published the Vilna Shas. What was one of the coolest chidushim of the Vilna Shas? What was one of the coolest things about the Vilna Shas? They put Rabbeinu Hananel on the side. Because Rabbeinu Hananel was different. Not just another Achron who makes the Yukim and answers the Marshal's questions in Tosos. You know, he's a totally different school than anyone who'd been published, you know, before. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Or Samech says, the Or Samech makes a rule. You can always, I mean, he didn't talk about this Rama, but he makes a rule in a few places. Now they put Rabbeinu Hananel, you should always look at Rabbeinu Hananel. If the Rambam works according to Rabbeinu Hananel's shot, then that answers the question. Because as we know, the Rambam didn't read Rashi and Tosfos like we did. The Rambam had the Masorah of the Sfardim from the Gaonim from Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Who was maybe the first Sfardi Rishon, perhaps. So, says Rabbeinu Hananel there, he reads the whole Gemara, the opposite of how the Rashi reads the Gemara. Right, says the Or Samech, we learn Gemara with Rashi, then we have Kasha on the Rambam. If we learn Gemara with Rach, maybe we wouldn't have a Kasha in the first place. Now, the Rach might be difficult, you know, but you have no right to read Gemara with Rashi. who is not the Masorah, the Rambam is Kasha and the Rambam. You have to read Gemara with the Rach and then see if there's a Kasha and the Rambam. Says the Rach on this Gemara in 2 days, he reads the whole Gemara backwards. The whole Gemara backwards. He says, and why do I think this is correct? Because just historically, it's more likely the Rambam read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel. How does Rabbeinu Chananel read this whole Gemara? He reads this whole Gemara backwards. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, says Rabbeinu Chananel, he says star equals on Yom Kippur. He reads the whole Gemara backwards. Not as the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol all year long, Kalayim. Is the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, meaning pure linen? So what does he say? He, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, where Rabbeinu Chananel will be blue, if the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol is meaning the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol is of Kohen Hedyot is pure linen, versus... He reads the whole Gemara backwards. Notice, if you read the whole Gemara backwards, then if the Avnei and the Kohen Gadol is Kalayim, you end up with Rav Papa, which is exactly the Rambam's Nicha. Nicha, without any Teretz. You don't need a Teretz for the Rambam. Our way of reading Gemara is that if we pass in the Kohen Hedyot, where's pure Bolts, right? Pure Pishtun. Then you end up with Rav Papa. But if you wear it's Kalayim, then you don't need Avodas Mechan Chasso. No, he said exactly the opposite. If the Kohen Hedyot wears pure linen, then you have Reba Begadim. But if he wears Kalayim, you end up with Avodas V'Chachos, so the Rambam's Pasha. Just how did he read the Gemara? Obviously, what he would have to say, and what he does say is, has to do with the Isser Kalayim. If the Kohen Gadol usually wears pure linen, then, here it gets a little tricky, if he usually uses pure linen, then, totally different. Nicha, Dimischanich, and here I'm filling in for the Rabbeinu Chananel. He doesn't say so much. Al yidei shmona begadim b'li avoda. It's not talking about the big day lovan. Big day lovan are the same as what the Kohen Hedyot wears. What does he say? Nikva b'kuna gadola al yishachogar avnei chel klayim shumutter b'kuna gadol v'aser b'kohen hedyot. Well, maybe I should say a little different. Nicha demischanech al yedei levishas klayim denikar bazeh shehu kohen gadol. That's what it means. If he never wears klayim all year long, then as soon as he puts on klayim, that's nicker that he's a kohen gadol, and he's mischanech without avoda. So it's nicker that he's a kohen gadol. But if he always wears klayim, then how is he nicker? Even if he puts on klayim, he's always about to wear klayim. Now I understand, he hasn't totally explained himself, right? And he even says avnate klayim. I'm not sure why, like, why can't he just solve it by putting on an eifod klayim or something? But he says, no, he could just put on an avnate klayim. And if he puts an avnei klayim, that shows that he's a kohen gadol. To much of a kohen gadol, but also a kohen hedyot. But if the avnei and kohen gadol is pure of a kohen hedyot is pure linen, sorry, is klayim, then there's no hecker in levishas klayim. And if there's no hecker in levishas klayim, then how does he become mischanech? He has to do Avodas Mechan Chasso. Okay, the hour is late. I recognize that. We still need to fill in a little details to get this Rach to work properly. But that's what the Rach is saying. Basically, if the Kohen Hedyot never wears Klayim, then wearing Klayim is enough of a hecker that it makes him a Kohen Gadol. But if he always wears Klayim, then wearing klayim is not such a big deal. So wearing klayim is not such a big deal. So how does he become a kohen gadol? Avodaso mechan chaso. That's
next story to Lechem Mishnah's kasher in the first place.
takes away the whole kasha in the first place. Exactly. Then you don't need any carrots. And the Rambam's just following the Gemara. The Rambam's assuming there's such things like you put on an avnei klayim, and if you don't usually wear an avnei klayim, you put on an avnei klayim today, that's a good way to be mischanech bekuna. That's a good way to be mischanech bekuna gedola. Basically, what you have to say is this. It's a little funny. Meaning, you can't put on shmona begadim without doing avoda. Right? You can't put on shmona. The assumption of the Rashi is that you're not allowed to put on shmona begadim unless you can do avoda in the shmona begadim. But you can always put on an avnet, because an avnet is not an extra beged. It's just a different style beged. So if there's a different style beged that you're not usually used to and you can put it on, then that's good enough. And if not, not. But l'chor, the Rambam held like the Rach. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I apologize. And we'll have to continue Mirtz Hashem next time. We'll have to pick up Mirtz Hashem Thursday, but we'll try to speed a little Thursday. And there's just some small and yun in between now and then. And we'll even go on a little past Makoros 8. So thank you for your patience for those who have to run to lunch. Anyone who has questions, please feel free to ask questions. Anyone who wants to think a little bit more about the Rach, go back, look at the Rach, realize he reads the opposite of Rashi, and try to figure out exactly like what his assumptions are. But nonetheless, I think it's Pashit that the Rambam probably read like the Rach, because then there's no Kasha in the first place. Okay, whoever has questions, okay. Now's your chance to ask.
Like I ask you all the time, where? How far do you think you got?
I got to page 7 and 8, part 2. Meaning I finished page 7 and 8, part 1. I didn't get yet. I finished 7 and 8, part 1. I'm up to 7 and 8, part 2.
Are you going to do the Gur Sari, the part 2 of the Gur Sari, or not?
I'm finished with number 1 on page 7 and 8.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. I should have mentioned the Gur Sari. The Gur Sari, I apologize. The Gevura Sari is like this, right? I would add to this that I think the Gevura Sari sounds like Mayasod. You're right. I apologize for not mentioning it at the time. It slipped my mind, right? I meant to mention it. That's why I put it there. But if you look at the Gevura Sari, what does he say? He says that the Miwa in Daf Hei is not to work on Yom Kippur. To work on Yom Kippur, you could just do Avoda. That's to make you a real Kohen Gadol. So it slipped my mind. The Gevura Sari basically supports my Vart, right? Says the Gevura Sari. Says the Gevura Sari. No, to work on Yom Kippur, it's enough to have Avodas Mechan Chosel. You need Reba and Mashiach to work on you need Reba and Mashiach to be a Kohen Gadol all year long, meaning to be a permanent Kohen Gadol, to be a real Kohen Gadol, quote unquote, if you'll allow that phrase. So thank you for reminding me about the Gevura Sari.
Sure.
But I think he supports this Kiddush. That's basically what he's saying in different words, or maybe in not so different words. So you agree? Okay. Ain Cohen, et cetera, Lekoin, et cetera, Ella. Meaning, there's a mission about what the Nafkaminos. Zev is a shove in and this and this and this and that. The Nafkamina between them is Par Yom Kippur Mechavita. No, there is a Nafkamina. Who has to bring Kavita every day and who doesn't? I don't know. I'm not convinced. I mean, you know what's the interesting question? And this is probably similar to the Riva versus Rabbeinu. Who brings the Chavitin on Yom Kippur if no one's done so yet? Yeah, and if you see them both as equal, just they take turns serving, then on Chavit, at least Yom Kippur, he should bring Chavitin. But if you say, no, what is a real Kohen Gadol? What is just an Oved? Then even on Yom Kippur, the real Kohen Gadol should bring the Chavitin. I don't know if that's discussed, but it's parallel to the... I mean, it says, the only difference between them is Par Yom Kippur Mechavitin. So it's parallel to the Riva and Rabbeinu. You know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not convinced. I mean, that was the Ramban that we started with, right? According to the Ramban, there's a difference, right? Now, there's a lot of... I mean, according to the Ramban, we talked about the difference between them, right? Is the Srara and the Reboy just the Kedusha? I understand. I understand. There is more you could say about this. Are we going to say it? I don't think so. But feel free to say. I guess that's my question. How many roles are there actually? Are there only two potential roles? Right, see, then you get to other things, like, for example, a Kohen Mashuach Muhammad, right? Correct. Really, you have to get into those sugyas of the Kohen Sha'avar, the Kohen Mashamish, the Mashuach Muhammad, and figure out exactly what they all... Agreed. I'm just, you know, I think I'm not, we could spend more time on that, but I want to get the daf in peace. But I hear the taina. If you want to, you could look up my friend's article about it. You want me to send it to you? Okay, Blee Nedor, I will. Of course you can. It's different colors. He either has a white sash, or he has one that's a combination of white, blue, red, and purple. That's very different. You can't tell the difference in a guy with a white pants, a white shirt, a white hat, and a white belt versus a guy with white shirt, white pants, white hat, but a multicolored fancy belt. It looks very different. Correct. So the Rach is, it's a little tricky. No one talks about the Rach. Why the main reason no one talks about the Rach? Because no one knew about the Rach until the Vilna Shas. I didn't know, meaning they didn't have access to him. But the Rach says somehow that by wearing an avnate of Klayim is a way to be mechanichim, to be a Kohen Gadol. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if a Stam Kohen wears Klayim, then every Kohen wears Klayim. So what's so special? And he seems to be emphasizing the idea of the Isser Klayim, right? Mutter versus Usser. It almost sounds like violating an Isser that's not only that's only permitted for a Kohen Gadol shows that you're a Kohen Gadol. Now, again, it's a little funny. Why can't he just wear an ephod and then he'll look different? But he seems to assume that. No, just wearing clothing. I think what he's saying is this. Just wearing clothing in the Kohen Gadol is not good enough. He would go back to Rashi. Just wearing clothing in Kohen Gadol is not good enough. You either need to wear clothing in Kohen Gadol to do avodah, or wear clothing in the Kohen Gadol, meaning you need to have some halos, some halachic effect of wearing the clothing. Maybe that's what the Rach is saying. You need to wear the clothing with some halachic effect. So either wear the clothing and do avodah, or wear the clothing and be docha the Isser Klayim. So, therefore, if you hold the Kohen head, you're always is docha, it's never allowed to wear Klayim. Then by being Doch of the Isser Klayim, you have been misrabeh, you've been mischanech, because you're wearing the big Kohen Gadol and creating a halachic effect. But if the Kohen Hedyot was always allowed to wear Klayim, then there's no special effect to wearing the Shmona B'Gadim. It's still, you know, I think the Rach is somewhere along those lines.
It also...
What?
I'll also explain Abaye and Rav Huna about my
Pekka Matsumara. I said Shmona B'Gadim, I said Avnate of Klayim. Yes. Correct. Now again, why not just wear an ephod be nicker? Maybe it's not enough to be nicker. You need to have a chalos heter Klayim that you didn't used to have. But that's a big fish. Right? It's a big fish. Yeah, that's what I'm not sure. Meaning, if the whole point is a hecker, why not just wear an ephod? So either the answer is, it's not enough to have a hecker. You need to have a heter that you didn't used to have, or that for some reason he thinks that you're not allowed to wear more than four garments if you're not doing avoda. Right, so the Chori, right, so but you have to say the Heter Kalayim is mutter just for the sake of Chinuch. I don't mean education. But the Heter of wearing more than four begadim is only B'Shas Avoda. It's a lot of assumptions packed in there.
Rashi's assumption that the Rebu begadim happens with Avoda, could he just say that the is not shayach to where the Tarabot, and therefore that's why I'm accepting. That you vote. It's more just about reading.
Yes, you could take Rashi in that way also. It didn't sound that way from Rashi. You're saying you could take Rashi and make it a side problem. Like, the Gadim would be Reboy, just you're not allowed to land over them without a vote, though.
Since Rashi and Yubei, like, Rashi and Yubei talks about the fact that it's a hanging, not a lot harder to state is Makor and Yubei. You need to talk about Rashi. The idea of Reboy from the Gulim would be nice thing, then why is it talked about one of the files? Kind of a side problem.
Okay, yeah, you could say that. You could say that. I admit. I didn't like that in the Lashon of Rashi and Yubei, but you could say it. Does anyone on Zoom want to say anything? Shmuel, you're muted.
Wait, just the Shita, Rabbi Nachman would also explain Rav Huna differently. Not that Zayr Shafak Mitzinara Chayav proves that's an avoda, and therefore, like Shita Rashi, it counts that he's doing avoda with Shmona Begadim. It's an avoda, and therefore, if he does a Shmona Begadim and he's not a Kohen Gadol, he'd be a Chayav Mita.
Ah, Shmuel's saying very nicely, the point is to do something that would be an Avera if you weren't a Kohen Gadol. Doing a Voda B'Shemona B'Gadim would be Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim if you weren't a Kohen Gadol. And wearing Klayim would be Chayav Malkus if you're not a Kohen Gadol. So maybe for the Rach, the Heker has to be doing something that would be Usher if you weren't a Kohen Gadol. And that's a Voda. I mean, just wearing Shemona B'Gadim is not Usher if you're not a Kohen Gadol, maybe. But doing it's an interesting question. But there's the problem is that there's, of course, this is the tricky part. There's Kalayim in the Ephod and the Choshen, and probably the Me'il as well. I mean, if you count the Rimonim. So why can't you just wear the Ephod, Choshen, and Me'il and say that would be an Isser of Kalayim if I'm not a Kohen Gadol? Or unless you say no, because it could be that if it's mutter to wear one baguette of Kalayim, then it's not more of an issue to wear. Yeah.